Reach down and get your Bible now. I encourage you to get your Bible. We'll say a few things before I minister this word. This word is alive. The Bible said, where there's no vision, the people perish. You can have a dream, you can have an ideal, but it's not the same as a vision. Vision is a divine plan of God that He sets you in life for you to produce for Him and at the same time producing for yourself. So I want to repeat our vision while we had the Bible in our hand, the vision right there before you. Say those words right there. Go ahead. Look to your right, right there. Now, Father, we hold this Bible in our hand, this word. We know the only way to accomplish this vision is that this word be unfolded to us by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is in this service this morning under the sound of our voice. May the apostolic and the prophetic, pastoral, teaching, and evangelistic anointing get upon everyone that's under the sound of my voice, that they can live a life fruitful, faithful, joyful, happy, complete for life. Holy Spirit, we honor you this morning as you the teacher of this book. Teach us that we may know the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want you to know that's my son who read the scripture, and that's my son who leading them song. I just want you to let you know, God have helped me. Yeah, I don't take care of business like I used to. I never did take care of no business, to tell you the truth. Leroy Jr. is the business man. I don't know about no business. You know how to keep things going? I just preach. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now very, very carefully read this scripture, because we're going to deal with this morning designed to be a carrier of the supernatural. In other words, God designed you to be a carrier of miracles, signs, wonders, impossibilities, whatever it takes. God also designed you, this is going to shake you a little bit, as a creator. Because you're carrying His power and His anointing in you, you can call things that be not as though they were, and they will appear because you said it. He designed that for your personal life, yes, but He also called you as a priest, yes, for Him. That when someone comes to you and start telling you their story, they're not just telling you their story. It's time for you to pull out your sword of the Spirit and minister to that person. It's not all about you. God have called you to help other people. You got that? I want you to remember that now, because I'm going to give you some definition here. They're going to carry you in 2 Peter, designed to be a carrier of the supernatural. Now, in this 2 Peter scripture, you're going to see what He appropriated in you, and you have to get it by revelation. How I say you got to get it?
By revelation.
Yeah, this is not academic. This is not psychology. This is not English, Greek. This is revelation.
Yes,
say revelation.
Revelation.
Now, when you say revelation, who the first person you think about? Y'all gonna fail this test? Revelation. Who the first? Who that was over there? Thank you. Y'all listen over there? When you say revelation, the first person you think about is the Holy Spirit. Because you can't get it yourself. I don't care if you study all night long, you're not going to get it. The Holy Spirit has to reveal it, all right? Now, in reading this, you are carrying a divine nature. A divine nature. That divine nature is not in your soul. That divine nature is not in your body. That divine nature is not in your senses. That divine nature is in your spirit. One of the greatest secrets of you functioning beyond measure is when the infirmities in you mix with the glory in you. See, you're infirm in your soul. But you got glory in your spirit. See, your spirit is born again. Your soul is not born again. Your body is not born again. But you can bring your body and your soul into born again experience by revelation, insight, illumination by the Holy Spirit. So your infirmities are there for a reason. What I say? Yeah, so your weaknesses and your shortcomings and your inabilities and your inadequacies and your failures and your mistakes, they're there for a reason to let you know you need somebody bigger than you. So don't let Satan use your shortcoming on you, repent on it. See, when Satan hit you with a shortcoming, hit him with repentance. You didn't get it. See, you repent because you must know in a lot of areas I'm weak. I can't make it by myself. See, what Satan do, Satan victimized us, condemn us because our soul or body did something. You are designed by God to protect your soul and body. When we read here, oh my Lord, I want to pray in tongues. When we read here about carrying this supernatural, wearing this supernatural nature, the body of Christ know very little about it. They go sing, clap their hand, and go home, act like they're a regular person. Now you got power. When we read this, you in 2 Peter?
Yes, sir.
Let me see them Bibles one more time. Shake them at me. Yeah, ooh, good. I'd love to see that. How many churches are you going to find that? No, they're computerized. Let's begin at the first verse in 2 Peter. And I want to note, because my Bible, I got a little Bible I like so much. These first two verses are going to be describing grace and peace. You are a grace and peace carrier. Oh, my. Say it. I am a grace and peace carrier. Oh, say it anyway. Say it again. I don't care what the hell happened yesterday. I got to say it to you like that sometime. Because sometimes, you know, we get carried down with burden. Satan, no, you are designed by God to carry grace. That means favor. I mean, when you walk in the room, favor start happening. See, when you know that, oh my goodness, when you know that, you live a life, you know, something gonna happen here just because I'm here. Just because I walk in the room, something good about to happen. You got to expect that. You got to expect that. Listen, watch what I'm going to say. That's your divine rights. Because you're connected with him. You should put, everywhere you go, you should, every step, you should expect favor. Expect God to do something out of the ordinary just because I walk in the room. I'm a carrier. I'm a favor carrier. Woo! Say that. I'm a favor carrier. Matter of fact, you want me to say it a little more specific? I'm a divine favor. Otherwise, if favor's not there when I step in, God's gonna manufacture some favor for me. That's the way we got to think? Are you listening? So let's read these two verses. Look what it is. Simon Peter, servant. I notice what he faced. Servant for you. Ain't no apostle for you. Ain't no such. You can't be no apostle. You better be a servant. a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained what? Like precious faith, underline that. We're forced to the righteousness of God, underline that, and our Savior Jesus Christ. Look what he said in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied. Oh, my goodness. Not added. Multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, fruitful, being fruitful in the knowledge of Christ is so important. Here in this footnote, for verse 3 is so important for understanding the supernatural. According to his divine power, not just power. You see that?
Yes.
What kind of power?
Divine power.
Divine power.
Yes, sir.
Look, when I ask you something, I want you to answer me.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me. I ain't no Sunday school.
Right.
You ain't no football game.
Yes,
your team winning every time.
Yes,
what kind of power?
Yes,
see, I want you to say it because when you say it, it get down in you. I want you to carry it home with you. I don't want you to just say, I've been to church. I want the Holy Spirit to be the quicker you're driving along in the car and they say, divine power. I say, what? Divine power is up in this car. Because I said in here. You see, make it real. I don't want to go through the motion this morning. According to the divine power, verse 3 has given unto us all things. Mm-hmm. That pertain unto life and godliness. And notice how it keep coming though. To the knowledge of him that have called us. What did he call us to?
Glory.
You know what glory means, what he called us to? God said, I'm calling you to all of me. Whereby I give unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be what?
Partakers
of what? So what the divine nature produce? You look at the next part of the verse. So therefore this world of corruption can't touch you. As long as you operate in the divine nature. You mess around and operate in your flesh, the world gonna touch you. You got me? All right, I'm trying to read it real quickly. I think I'll stop right there. Marking your scripture to the 10th verse because you see what they add to your faith. Now, this can't happen. And I want you to write 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, because you're going to have supernatural preaching. Turn to 1 Corinthians. And then I'll start giving you some things that I think I want the Lord wants you to have. Designed to be, I'm designed, come on. To be a carrier
of
the supernatural
power,
possibilities,
and privileges
of God.
Of God.
Ooh, you know what you said? You wrote it down? Because I just said it, I might not be able to say it no more. Power, privilege, what else I said? Possibility. So now supernatural means. We read it on last Sunday in John 6:34, I think it is. No, John 3:34. Look at it. It is the Holy Ghost functioning without measure. You mean to tell me, I'm going to call my first name Leroy, that the Holy Ghost can function through me without measure? You mean to tell me this morning God is taking all limits off of my life? Talk to me up in here. I don't want those words to just blow through the air. That's too powerful. The Spirit functioned without measure through me. Watch, I'm going to say it another way now. All limits are shut down in my life. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Come on, say it.
All limits are shut down in my life.
Now let the Holy Spirit stir that up in you, because he make everything possible. There's no impossibility. The limits in your life, either you set them or you let Satan set them. But this morning, every person in the sound of my voice is about to break the limit. Come on, y'all, talk to me. How many of y'all ready to break the limit? You designed by God with that divine nature, with the supernaturalness that's on the inside of you, with the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, with mercy on the inside of you, grace on the inside of you. What? You designed by God to supernaturally in your life break limits until somebody asks you, who did that for you? What, who you working for? Who blessing you so much? So you can testify that Jesus is on inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Now you look at somebody and tell them, I'm a limit breaker.
I'm a limit breaker.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Come on, son. No more limit.
No more limit.
In my life. Don't tell me what I can't do. Don't tell me I'll receive something. Don't tell me what I can't have. It's $1,000 check. No, I'm not preaching no more until you find out you're a limit breaker. Y'all, so some of y'all sitting there looking at me. I ain't preaching no more. I just come sing a song, Benedict. What the Lord done told you just now, you a limit breaker. You got limiting breaking power on the inside of you. Why you won't sell it for the status quo? You a child of the living God. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he lives on the inside of me. The kingdom of God is on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. The resurrection is on the inside of me. I'm not no regular Christian. I'm not no regular person. I'm not no church goer. I'm a kingdom carrier. Something gonna happen to my life tomorrow that never happened before. Something good gonna happen. Because I'm gonna walk in this anointing. I'm gonna carry this power. No more limits on my life. Don't tell me where I can't go. Don't tell me where I can't have. Don't tell me nothing like that no more. I have his divine nature on the inside of me. You listening? I'm designed by God to be a winner in every situation. Sit down. Call a scripture. God called a scripture to describe this thing. I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit. Here's a scripture that's describing what the Holy Spirit just said to you. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This is something, man. Now unto him. You're going to have to turn your Bible because they ain't coming on the board. That is able to do. Look what the next word is. Abundantly. Above. What's the next word? All. Is it what that I ask of? Now, here's the conclusion of the whole matter. Look what the end of that voice said. See, that's my job here. My job is to get you to understand that power that's already on the inside of you. Satan don't want you to know it, according to the power that works in me. See, God can't do nothing unless I know how to cooperate with him. I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to give you some words now. How can I spell this word? Y-I-E-L-D. Yes, is that what I spelled it right? I'm spelling it wrong?
Yes, sir.
Is it right?
Yes, sir.
F-L-O-W?
Yes, sir.
You heard him?
Yes, sir.
Yield?
Yes, sir.
And flow? I didn't say nothing about understand. Because there's another word, T-R-U-S-T. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And not at him in all your ways. What happened? He'll direct your path, right? Supernatural. Now, go back to Ephesians 3:20. Have you been living this voice? Ephesians 3:20. If you have not been living this voice, it's not God's fault, and it's not pastor's fault. So I wonder who is left. Because I'm preaching the word to you. I don't lie to nobody in here, don't preach. Turn, hold Ephesians 3:20. I'm hearing something. Turn, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to preach to the three people who are listening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we're about to make a spiritual leap here. Supernatural functioning. If you know how to yield to it, you just enjoy. God do something, just you just got to hold your head. You can't say nothing about it. You can't explain it. You didn't do it. You couldn't do it. But God did it right in your presence. Over and over again, I'm saying it. All right, now you go back to 2 Peter chapter 1, because I want to show you something. And I'm seeing it myself. Ephesians 3:20. There's two things that the Lord wants to say there before I go any further. My God. Let's see. 2 Peter 1:4. Now, we're talking about you designed to be a carrier of the supernatural, right? The supernatural means that all of God at display at one time. I just got that myself now. My secretary, go ahead and write that down. All of God at display at one time. In other words, everything that need to be done, he'll do it at one time. He don't have to get no permission from no one person. When God want to do something for you, he don't need permission from no more than one person. Because that's what the end of Ephesians 3:20 is saying. If you don't give him permission, he can't do it. He don't need permission from the devil. He don't need permission from the world system. All he needs is your permission. You know what your permission is? F-A-I-T-H. Everything been settled up in here this morning. All opposition been knocked out. All doubt been removed. I'm giving God permission by faith to move in my life according to his word. What? You know what you just said? Now he's going to show you some things. And sad to say, he's going to show you some people you had to get out your life. You need discernment. Now I want you to look at 2 Peter 1:4, and then look at Ephesians 3:20, and combine the two. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That by these you might be what? Partaking of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want you to see that word exceeding, and go to Ephesians 3:20 now. Now unto him that is able to do. So your divine nature is an exceeding nature. No limit, no impossibility, no shutdown, no nothing I can do about this. Oh my goodness. You got to have that on your mind, because sometimes men will tell you. Maybe a lawyer, maybe a judge, maybe a doctor, maybe a senator, maybe a governor, maybe a representative, maybe the president. Say, we can't do nothing else. But then God stopped up in the room. You understand that? All right, let me read a little more to you. Some of these. Now you got to listen real carefully to get this one. We talk about design to be a carrier of the supernatural. Keeping the world cover off of your divine nature. Other words, don't you never let this world cover your divine nature. Don't you never let numbers determine how you're going to come out. I can give you an example. Most of y'all know this. Don't ever let size of the problem determine how you're going to come out. Don't never let Goliath scare your David. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you look like you can't cross that sea in front of you. There's a God who will remove all that water just for you. Now, my brother said, we're not talking about visiting the church now. We're talking about knowing you are the church. The supernatural is days of heaven on earth. Why you keep waiting to go to heaven? Won't you let heaven come on down here and you and heaven go to heaven together? Days of heaven on earth. Let me say it another way now. God designed you to live in the realm of the supernatural, to live a supernatural life and lifestyle. What I said? Supernatural life and what? Well, you got the Holy Spirit going to bring you into remembrance of some of these things. Now, some of the things that cause this supernatural functioning that the church knew, that's why I had Leroy read Ephesians 4:11 through 16. We got to get in there. God designed you to dwell in his presence. Let me finish that sentence. Which is a supernatural atmosphere. Yes, sir. God designed you to dwell in his presence. Which is a supernatural atmosphere. In other words, you always surrounded by miracles, signs, and wonders, waiting on you to say something. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Let me see, can I say it country-like? When you understand this, when you walk in a room, impossibility to get on his knees. I can't handle her. I can't handle him. I'm going to wait for some little weak Christian to come along, but I'm shutting my mouth up in hell. Nothing impossible here now, because he just stepped in. What an impossible. Listen, children, y'all heard what God told y'all? From now on in your life, impossibility got the bar when you walk in. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Can't an impossibility from now on, because of the impartation and because of the anointing that's been placed on your life, when you walk in the room, can't an impossibility get on their knees, because they know they can't stop you because you're functioning in your divine nature. I'm not just a Bible carrier. The Bible carrying me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get 4 or 5 people to join me. Hallelujah. Come on, sir. Glory to God. I receive something. My life will never be the same. The Holy Ghost is up on me. That's a $500 check. Had you ever heard that? I never heard that. I heard it a few minutes ago. I never heard it to my impossibility getting on his knees. I love it, though. I said, get on your knees. Tell me what I can't have. Tell me what I can't do. Get on your knees. Tell them I'm going to die ahead of time. Shut up. Get on your knees. What you need to deal with right now? Go ahead and tell it. Get on your knees. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess. Jesus is Lord. I'm telling you, everything you're dealing with right now, you tell it, get on your knees. Sickness, disease, lack. You're supposed to have plenty of money. You're supposed to be happy. Well, this atmosphere. Sit down. I'm going to try to read this on until you get no fast you can. God designed you to dwell in His presence, which is a supernatural atmosphere. You got that?
Yes,
say supernatural atmosphere.
Supernatural atmosphere.
Say it again.
Supernatural.
If I look out there and I see your mouth not moving, ushers, I want you to catch that man with that blue suit on and take him out of here. Giving you an anointing, listen, to understand His heart. God gives us an anointing to understand His heart. We're already in the atmosphere, now we got an anointing. We're in the atmosphere where God is. Now we got an anointing to understand what God has in His heart about this situation that I'm dealing with. I'm about to get a divine answer to everything I'm dealing with. Come on, y'all, talk to me. Are you ready? You ready? Transforming your life and empowering you to do miracles and wonders that reveal His sovereignty, majesty, and glory in His realm. God wants you to reveal. That's why He let that problem come. You want me to say this? Boy, you want me to say this, the Holy Spirit? All your problems are packing 12 opportunities. When Satan, I heard the Holy Ghost, when Satan trying to do something to you, there's 12 opportunities with it. So don't look at the problem, look for the opportunity. God about to bring me out of this thing, and I'm about to go to another level. See, I fly a Falcon 900. It's one of the largest planes. It got three engines. But it don't take off the ground automatically. You got to go down a runway. And I see the pilot. I got the major seat in there, so I can see the pilot. And they're pushing a little lever, and that thing picking up more thrust. And it's going, like going to stay on the ground all of a sudden. There you go! Don't let the thrust fool you. You about to fly, baby. So when things look like an, oh my, yeah, somebody shout, somebody. No, I'm talking about shout. Like that. Don't let it fool you, because I'm hearing this. I never heard it, never read this, no book. God says, and probably more. In every problem that come in your life, look around and there's 12 opportunities.
Ain't nobody but God.
See, your problems are spiritual muscle builders.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Satan trying to destroy you with them, but God developing you with them. Satan don't know he helped God develop you if you handle your faith right. Oh, come on, talk to me. So don't worry about it because you got a problem. The problem is going to come as long as you're in his life. But you got a solver also. Tell three people I'm designed to win. Give me three hallelujah. And you might say, Apostle, I don't understand everything, but I'm getting something. So you're a supernatural carrier. You're a miracle carrier. Huh? You walk in a room of impossibilities and everything become possible. You're a favor carrier. And it's not because I'm perfect, it's because I got infirmity. See, Satan wants you to believe, I got you because you're not perfect. You know how you spell perfect in my name? No, I'm going to give you this. The Holy Ghost give them now. You know how you spell perfect? I'm going to show you how to spell perfect. You ain't going to have no problem no more. G-R-A-C-E. Got me, John? You see what I'm saying? See, that's our perfection. No, we're not going to practice sin. I'm a holy man. Say it, I'm a holy woman, a holy man. Make sure you say it right now. You're a holy man and a holy woman.
That's right. That's
you ever got this culture, trying to build up, you know what I'm saying? While I had my hand up here, I heard the word, I'm pregnant with victory. And it's 9 months. Oh, they all shot up in here, man. They're gonna let me preach up here. I'm pregnant with victory, and it's 9 months. In other words, my victory is about to come out. In every area of my life right now, I call for victory in every area. Come on, go ahead and be happy. Act like you got it. I don't care what you feel. The power of God is here. I'm pregnant. 9 months. I got a clue, man. See, I'm a supernatural carrier. Miracles, signs, and wonders follows me. I gotta sit down. I gotta read this to you again. Transforming your life and empowering you to do miracles and wonders that reveal His sovereignty, majesty, and glory in the earth's realm. The supernatural is God moving through you without measure. The supernatural is knowing how to surrender to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I can't handle this, but I'm surrendering to you. It is not what God can do for you, for He has already done everything for you. The question now is how much you wouldn't let Him do through you. Thank you, Lord. Now, these last few moments will tell you how to zoom in on the supernatural. How many of y'all want to know how to zoom in on the supernatural? How many of y'all don't want to live a regular life? With, you know, so the rest of y'all want to live a regular life? I pray for y'all. Lord, let give them. No, what? How many of y'all do not want to live a regular life? You don't supposed to live no regular life. You're a child of God. You live a revealed life. A righteous life. A reigning life. A rewarded life. You heard me? Expect rewards. What Hebrews 11, 6 says? Without faith? He that comes to God, but what? And he what? God is not a robber. God is a rewarder. Satan is a robber. God is a rewarder. Anytime you're being robbed, you must know it's Satan, it's not God. Anytime you're being rewarded, you must know it's God and it's not Satan. And you, I command you to live a rewarded life. I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
How are you going to leave here and worry about that little Mickey Mouse problem you're dealing with, and the Lord until you got 20 opportunities right behind it? You would get this revelation. Stop looking at the problem. Look for the opportunity. God about to do something great in my life. Satan trying to tell me God can't take care of me, but God going to show off, because I'm going to keep my faith in God. The Bible says have faith in God. I don't have no faith in this situation, but I got faith in God. I'm going to keep my faith in God. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how it look. I don't care what nobody said. I'm trusting God from this day forward in my life to handle every situation. Am I preaching to anybody in here? No, you're not perfect. All of us make mistakes. Yeah, you get mad sometimes. Yeah, you say the wrong thing sometimes. Repent. He tell you every time.
Yes,
every time you get out of the way, the Holy Spirit tell you.
Yes,
do I have any witness here?
Yes, sir.
Every time you miss it, the Holy Spirit tell you.
Yes, yes.
See, God got to settle it.
Yes.
Then it's your part then.
Yes,
to admit, Lord, I did it. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
You get ripped with P-R-I-D-E.
Yes,
don't want to admit you wrong. You got to be right about everything.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
I got clothes, man. Shh. Come on, sit down. Take a few moments. I'm going to tell you how to zoom in on the supernatural. Now, you ready? Zooming in on and framing the supernatural by amming our prayer and faith together properly. Prayer and faith zoom you in on the other world.
Yes, sir. I received it.
Thank you. Now, why the supernatural is so important to God? The supernatural glorifies the Father, magnify the Son, and edify the believer. I'm preaching, Leroy. I'm preaching, man. That's all right there. That's my preaching. Then, y'all don't know, they answered me in Virginia. See, I was supposed to be in Virginia this morning. I'm here for somebody. I was supposed to be in Virginia, and God changed it. 9 o'clock last night. Who am I here for?
Me.
I know when Leroy got up, you thought I wasn't here. I just do that. I do all that to you. I just get you. Well, he changed it last night. Some reason I was supposed to be here this morning. Y'all ain't gonna dance or nothing. So make a statement. I'm talking about him, all right? Yeah. But where would your life be if you had missed this? You don't know. You know how much promotion and advantage God has put in our life this morning. See, the man. Wait, where you from?
Memphis.
Memphis. I wouldn't have been here, but the Lord might have just for him. See. My ministry as an apostle, men don't call my movement. I can cast on you in a minute. Because I'm only following his instruction. So the men and women who follow me now know I was supposed to go to Dr. Fall on a Sunday and something, and the Lord changed it. And Leroy just called him and said, Apostle said you're not coming this Sunday, you're going to come another time. Yes, sir. The hell with all this old angry stuff and getting upset. I can't lead you if you're not going to follow me. I can't go under the dictate of men. The pastor that I was supposed to be this morning, he told me, he said, after I get you crying, I'm on. Dad said, get on your knees. You got to preach today. Can you imagine? All the week he ain't prepared nothing, you know, because Dad coming, and all of a sudden he say he ain't coming. Now, Leroy and Montreal train like that. You got it tomorrow. Might be Saturday night. You got it tomorrow. I ain't tell him. I ain't give him no 5 and 6 days. I can't train him like that. You ought to be praying every day. I don't want him praying for no sermon. I don't tell them no 2 weeks ahead of time. To be thinking too long. Somebody's $500 people bring me $500, a stack of $500 there, a $500 here. Y'all know I ain't after no money. Y'all can just shut your mouth up. You at the wrong church. I see people sawing their way out. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that's the only way you're going to get out. You understand me? The only way you're going to get out is to sow your way out. I sowed my way out this trash, this mess. I ain't got to worry about it no more. I'm going to give you a revelation right now. Money is looking for you. Write that down. Money is looking for me. Right now. Now, the Holy Ghost told me that. I'm going to have to preach a series on that, but I'm giving you ahead of time. Money is looking for me. Isn't that something? Right now. Oh, my God. Y'all take it so lightly. Y'all, like it's on every corner. Like I'm going to hear that on every corner. You ain't going to hear that on every corner. You ain't never heard it in your life. Money is looking for me right now. Boy, that's scary religious for you, didn't you? I don't want that money. And why you go to work then? Let me call your boy and tell him to give you no raise. You don't want no money. Give me about 5-10 more minutes. Shut down. Now, this is going to hurt a little bit, but I want it to hurt. The supernatural erases. Wait, I want you to get this. The supernatural. No, wait, son. I'm gonna take it out of your hand. Stand right there. I gotta get this. The supernatural erases all excuses out of your life. Excuses are a hindrance to you because They come up when you think you can't make it. Nobody in the family ever have done this. So what? You see what I'm saying? Excuses, somebody say, excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. I receive so. The crutches of the uncommitted. That's $300, check that. I got to get that to you again, because some of y'all, God been trying to get you a promotion, but you making excuses. But that's what your pastor in the church, I receive your seed. The pastor in the church should do is in a apostolic pastor. See, the reason that the church is not doing what it need to do at large, notice I say at large, because I'm not saying nobody not doing it, but they don't have the fivefold ministry gift connected as they should. And everybody won't be a committee and nobody won't submit. Or everybody won't be a commissioner and nobody won't be a submissioner. And God ain't called all of us to be apostles. See, the apostle and the prophet has to give verification to the pastor, teacher, and evangelist.
That's right.
And they come up with these names, bishops and high priests and all them different names, but you still ball back down to government with the apostleship that God set up. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So all your excuses, come on, son. All your excuses are erased. Tell the person next to you, all your excuses are erased. And it's I receive. I love you too, son. And I receive your seed. Yes. I have enough. And I see these people, they so reverently. Y'all in the supernatural mode now? Huh? Yeah, go back over, I'll receive you, Jay. You gotta go back over, that's $150. You gotta go back over what I'm teaching, because I'm not entertaining. I don't want you dying ahead of time. And I don't want you on a broke stroke. You young girl, just carry yourself right. He coming, don't take the first one coming. Because he'll dress up with a suit and put a necktie on, come up in your neck all nice, and then you marry him and he turn into a jackass. Come on, talk to me up in here. One girl said, I can do bad by myself. Ooh, Lord, help me preach, Lord. I really need to preach. I received your seed. Yes, ma'am. Y'all want a few more notes? Sit down. We'll get a few more notes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I'm wealthy.
I'm wealthy.
I'm blessed.
I'm
anointed.
I'm
a free.
I'm
I got joy.
I
got peace.
I
got understanding.
I
got manifold wisdom.
I'm
operating in the unsearchable riches of God. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be sick another day in my life.
How many opportunities come behind a problem? How many I said?
12.
Y'all sure I said 12? No. I said two different times? What I said the first time? I said 20, right? Now what one you gonna go with? I might have said it two different times, different ways, but just always take the highest one. See, the thief coming up with the steal, kill, and destroy, right? So if I said 20 and I said 12 at one time, that's him trying to steal. He said 20. So you mean to tell me, I'm going to close here. You mean to tell me everything I'm dealing with now, according to the supernatural and my divine nature, everything I'm dealing with now has 20 opportunities behind it in another realm. The sense realm saying one thing. The spirit realm saying another. My soul and my body saying one thing. My spirit saying something else. I must renew my soul, bring my body under subjection, submit to my spirit, and my spirit can submit to the Holy Ghost. And I begin to function supernaturally. Therefore, I say unto you, what things of you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. Ever say it? Very, very. I say to whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou, say to it, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall what? Have whatsoever he said. God can't say it for you. Are you following me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm closing. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Gloria.
I got this.
Gloria.
I'm so happy I'm going to dance a little bit right now. You ain't moving, girl, with that white hat. Move. You stand out in the crowd. Move, girl. Move. Shake something. Yeah, she laughed. She laughed. She knew I got her. See, when your heart is right, people know it. Now that young lady, I don't even know. I just told her about her why she laughed. Yeah, somebody get mad. You don't come mess with me. But she knew in my heart I'm trying to get her somewhere. And that I love her.
Yes.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. See, and when your heart right, people know when your heart right.
That's right, Pastor. Hallelujah. That is so true. Yes, sir. Yes.
I'll close with this. You're not gonna be able to handle this too quickly, Lord. Your infirmities come on, son. Help you to walk in the supernatural. To $500. Your infirmity. Say what? Say what?
Yes, my God.
Come on.
What a word.
Let's close with this. Romans 8:26. Your infirmities get you out the way. Get your academic out the way. I'm not against academic, don't get me wrong. Get your academic, get your psychology, get your science, get your technologies. Out of the way. Your infirmities are there for a reason. Matter of fact, oh Lord, your infirmities are fuel for the supernatural. Because your infirmities say, I can't do it. God said, when you say that, when you say, I can't do it, God, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, clap their hand. You say, you can't do it? You gonna trust me? Somebody said, when I'm weak.
Come on. Oh, come on.
Son.
Oh, my God.
Your weaknesses are there for a reason.
Yes, sir.
To stop you from trying to do it yourself. Call upon him.
Yes.
He'll answer you.
Yes, he will.
And show you a grant that you do not know. All All of your shortcomings are for a reason.
Yes.
You can't spell good? Good. You can't sing good? Good. I need him every hour. God chose the foolish things of the world to confine the wise. All of my smart classmates are puzzled right now. Because they know I wasn't studying nothing. I didn't care about nothing. And how I got elevated and God keep pushing me in different... They don't even understand it. You know what? I don't understand it either. I'm just yielding. But your infirmities, child, are there for a reason. Why you keep letting the other person in the class hold you down? The other person in your family who think they're so great hold you down. You a child of the living God. Shout like you know it. That shout wasn't good enough. Y'all need to cut up in here. Y'all need to cut up in here. Whoa! Shout online. Shout online. Where the people at online? How many people online? Put me on. How many people online? Shout. Shout. Shout.